Well, wonderful Thursday morning, church. It is great to be with you today. And today we're going to continue in Paul's second letter to the Corinthians, chapter 1, beginning at verse 12. In today's reading, it concludes the first chapter, and the Apostle Paul informs the Corinthians about his change in travel plans and commends them for standing firm in the faith. So let's take a look at what Paul's travel plans are here, shall we? This is 2 Corinthians chapter 1, beginning at verse 12. We are proud that our conscience assures us that our lives in this world, and especially our relations with you, have been ruled by God-given frankness and sincerity, by the power of God's grace, and not by human wisdom. We write to you only what we can read, what you can read and understand. But even though you now understand us only in part, I hope that you will come to understand us completely, so that in the day of our Lord Jesus, you can be proud of us as we shall be of you. I was so sure of all this that I made plans at first to visit you, in order that you might be blessed twice, for I planned to visit you on my way to Macedonia and again on my way back in order to get help from you for my trip to Judea. In planning this, did I appear fickle? When I made my plans, do I make them from selfish motives, ready to say yes, yes, and no, no at the same time? As surely as God speaks the truth, my promise to you was not a yes and a no, for Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who was preached among you by Silas, Timothy, and myself, is not one who is yes and no. On the contrary, he is God's yes, for it is he who is the yes to all of God's promises. This is why, through Jesus Christ, our Amen is said to the glory of God. It is God Himself who makes us, together with you, sure of our life in union with Christ. It is God Himself who has set us apart, who has placed His mark of ownership upon us, and who has given us the Holy Spirit in our hearts as the guarantee of all that He has in store for us. I call God as my witness. He knows my heart. It was in order to spare you that I decided not to go to Corinth. We are not trying to dictate to you what you must believe, and we know that you stand firm in the faith. Instead, we are working with you for your own happiness. Today's key verse is 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 21, and it is God Himself who makes us, together with you, sure of our life in union with Christ. And so, even though Paul had told the Corinthians that he was going to visit them once, maybe twice, still he was not able to make it during this time, and I imagine some of them were very disappointed that he didn't have a chance to stop in and share some spiritual gift with them, and so he is apologizing for that. But I like what he says here in verse 28, that it is he who is the yes, that's Jesus Christ, who is the yes to all of God's promises. And this is why, through Jesus Christ, our Amen is said to the glory of God. So whenever we say Amen in church, that is yes, saying yes, Amen to the glory of God. All right, let's pray. Lord God, thank you for the gift of your Holy Spirit. With your Spirit in my heart, I have the assurance that I belong to you in union with Christ Jesus. Amen. Well, that concludes our time together today, folks. Tomorrow we'll be in 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 1 through 11, where the Apostle Paul encourages the Corinthians to forgive an offender. All right. God bless you. Enjoy the rest of this beautiful day that God has given you. Look for God's hand of blessing in every waking moment, and we will be with you tomorrow.